This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks very much for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truckers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab, Parler, at The Captain's America, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And there you have it. Now, joining us right now, we have the one, the only, the more informative than anyone else I know of person at the moment, Ron Edwards. Yes. There he is. There they are. All right, quiet down, quiet down. All right, we got to keep them quiet because they'll wake the whole hotel up next door to us. So, gee whiz. But anyway, good morning, and are you ready? Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, the president yesterday, Mr. 46, came out and announced that gun control measures will be announced today by him, his proposal. It's going to be addressing all forms of gun violence. Now, we understand that he's going to detail several initiatives to be achieved through a mix of executive and legislative actions. Also, by the way, Biden will call on the Department of Justice to issue proposed rules to stop the proliferation of so-called ghost guns within the next 30 days. Now, ghost guns, of course, refer to kits that allow the recipient to assemble the firearm using provided parts. Now, these guns do not have commercial serial numbers and are difficult to track. But I don't know if you know this, Ron. Ghost guns are made by a connoisseur, a gun enthusiast, to use on their own. They're not necessarily going to sell that. And if they do, there's quite a process they have to do to go through it legally. They have to go to a firearms dealer, and they have to put a serial number on it, and they have to do a background check on whoever you're selling the weapon to. You don't just take the weapon and sell it, and here you go, and it winds up there with no markings on it and all that. So once again, in this particular case, in my opinion, you had the mainstream media going way overboard.
True, because there's already regulations concerning, as you just stated, concerning so-called ghost guns. So basically what Biden is doing is an orchestrated event to make it look like that he's doing something that he's really not. I mean, to me, it's sort of a dress rehearsal for things that he really wants to do concerning gun control down the road. Of course, waiting for their next disaster, such as a shooting event or something. like that to try to roll out even more truly stringent gun control efforts. But right now, this thing is what you just described is a bunch of it's not right, in my opinion. You know, the rules are already in place concerning these ghost guns, and so it's a non-issue that he's taking action on. So
yeah,
I don't know.
Now, the other thing that he did or that he wants to do is he's going to give the Justice Department 60 days to issue a separate rule on stabilizing braces. Now, that's what turns a pistol into a more accurate weapon that fires like a rifle. You put a stock on it, you put a tripod on it, whatever, and suddenly you don't have a pistol anymore. And 60 days will also be provided for the DOJ to develop model red flag legislation that will allow friends and family members to identify an individual as a potential danger, thereby temporarily preventing the person from accessing a firearm, or in some cases, maybe even losing their firearm.
Well, see, this is another sort of a brown shirt situation where you're getting neighbors and family members to snitch on one another. That's another area of division between people. And you know how people can be sometimes. You get pissed off at somebody, and if you don't have scruples, you'll go and report on your neighbor just to do it and just to be a pain in the backside. And this helps government just inch ever closer to more and more control over people. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are like that. You have these nosy neighbors or leftists who are chomping at the bit to help the government enable the government to control gun acquisition or possession.
Yeah. Now, the president also will highlight the steps his administration is taking to invest in, you ready for this? Community violence interventions. That's the psychologist and the psychologist. And call on the DOJ to issue a firearms trafficking report.
Yeah, okay. Now, that's going to be really something. What a waste of money, too. And I think the city of Chicago is already, that mayor there, Lightfoot, has already ordered the police department there, not the police department. They took funds away from the police department.
All right, hold that thought.
Okay.
We'll be right back with Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. We are going to play an Edwards Notebook when we come back, so don't go nowhere, no how. I shall return with more.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
All righty, and before we go back to Ron Edwards, we're going to be playing an Edwards Notebook, and by the way, this segment is brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan. More about them after you hear the Edwards Notebook.
The Founding Fathers left us with a government of, by, and for the people. But as of now, that is no longer the case. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the Constitution plainly lays out the duties and responsibilities of government. To sum things up, the government is not supposed to be a hindrance to law-abiding sovereign citizens. The government is supposed to protect we the people from harm, not be a source of harm. Unfortunately, the United States is suffering from the results of numerous bad decisions and actions. Among the most egregious was the cold and calculated leftist-inspired effort to gradually wean the United States away from the very principles and providential guidance that contributed mightily to the United States becoming the most highly blessed envy of the world. Even government school educators refusing to indoctrinate U.S.-born students are now educating foreign students who were brought into our republic illegally via permission from the current Washington, D.C. regime. The founders warned that for the United States to remain a free nation, the people must be of high moral character. We have major decisions to make. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the RonEdwards.com.
All right, and don't forget, Ron Edwards is on the program Tuesdays and Thursdays with the Ron Edwards Notebook, and then we also play the Notebook on the weekend. Now, I got to tell you about Moss Nissan because it happened again yesterday. Hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, the Midwest, the Northeast, you name it, and even one father who drove his daughter's car all the way over to Newport Richey to trade it in on a new one and then drive it down to the University of Tampa where she was going to school. Now, on top of everything else, let me tell you that Moss Nissan has the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and pastors all get great, great, great deals given to them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa, and Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And don't forget to check out and test drive the Rogue, the hottest new SUV on the market. Now, you can check them out online. Their website is Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, back to Rod Edwards. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we have a caller. I think I know who this is. Is this Mary?
Good morning. Hi, I wanted to ask a question to Ron Edwards. These wokeism thing, which promotes destruction of the family, the faith, and the culture, that's been around for over 100 years. And over here started with Marcuse, but I don't think a whole lot of people understand that concept. I think that should be taught somewhere.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
Go ahead, Ron.
Okay. What is the question again?
The woke culture has been around for 100 years. I think it's been around longer than that myself, but it came from Europe. All right.
And, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And she thinks that people don't understand what it is and it should be taught.
It should be taught about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, then I guess we'll just leave it there unless you got something else to say.
Yeah, and as a warning to what's going on in
sure.
this country, because it's being used to literally undermine every good aspect of this country and bring about destruction mm-hmm. and division. So, yeah.
Let's talk about our little buddy Kamala, the gift that keeps on giving. Now, our VP is our VP is AWOL, and children are being abandoned. Terror suspects are being arrested. We don't even know who the hell's in this country coming over the border. And, of all things, Kamala Harris hasn't gone to the border.
Well, the only thing she's done concerning the border is laugh about the situation when asked, was she going there or whatever, or has she been there? And she just cackled. She doesn't care, to be honest with you, and we all know that. She doesn't care about anything concerning this republic, especially the border, which we most certainly need to be shored up at this particular time. And, yes, many children are being abandoned, being brought in by brutish gang members, MS-13 members, and now the gang members are coming across the border unmarked, or at least as far as you can see anymore. They're more covered up now, so you can't tell right away and go right away after them because you don't know. But this is a situation that is unprecedented, probably in U.S. history, where you have a vice president and president who together refuse to go to the border to check out, or at least pretend to see, to act like that they were concerned about the situation. At least even Ali Obama at least faked it and went down there and walked around a bit near the border. But these two, my goodness, it's a terrible situation. I think the border is even worse now as far as numbers coming in than they were under Ali Obama.
Well,
and for them not to even go to the border at all and to purposely just say, come on in. And then pretend, remember a few weeks ago when Biden said, don't come now. Well, once you open the spigot and you get help from certain people in Congress using our tax dollars to pay these people and for them to come up here. Yeah. Have you noticed, Captain, how a lot of people, how big fat people are coming into this border? Now, you don't walk 5,000 miles or
Well, they're not walking 5,000 miles, but we also had Mayorkas. We also had Mayorkas, the DHS secretary, come in and say, well, maybe we should think about finishing the wall. You think?
Yeah.
You think?
I don't think they're serious about that because right now Congress is thinking about enacting legislation permanently stopping wall construction.
But here's the problem.
So who are you going to believe?
Here's the problem. They are still paying the people that are still under contract money to build a wall that they're not building. They're still getting paid, even though they're not building the wall.
Yeah, because they don't care about the tax dollars. They don't care about wasting money. That's not the issue.
It was a contract. It was a contract. Yeah. They signed a contract.
They've got to pay it off.
That's right.
But somebody, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, I think these states such as Texas and Arizona do have the legal right to protect their citizens. Am I correct?
That's right. But if they want to build a wall, guess who can build a wall on their property? The ranchers.
Yes. Well, they ought to do it.
Let's give them some money. Let them finish the wall.
And, well, they can go and build the wall for the ranchers.
Yep.
So mm-hmm. Ranchers probably can't do it, actually, but they can be built for the ranchers.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well,
something has to be done.
We're going to run out of time, so what I want to do is move along here. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and good morning, George Godfather. I hope you're doing well. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, the attempt to smear him. Americans' trust in the media has got to be at an all-time low. CBS News, 60 Minutes, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, they've all demonstrated why they can't be trusted, can't be believed. Now, Florida has successfully partnered with the private sector to get COVID-19 vaccines to as many residents as fast as possible. That's why the state's arrangement with the supermarket giant Publix, with 800-plus stores in the state of Florida, had been leading the way. And, oh, by the way, the $100,000 that they gave to the DeSantis, do you know how much money they gave the Democrats?
I know they gave more to the Democrats.
$140,000. So let's make the record straight here. They gave more money to the Democrats. Publix plays both sides of the fence. They gave money to Republicans. They give money to Democrats. That's what they do. That way they're in a good position for whatever it is they want to have done. But the Democrats got more money from Publix than did Ron DeSantis. Now, we need to establish that. And the other thing is, Florida, set everybody straight by what we did, because New York is now having a spike. Their numbers are going up. And by the way, I think they've been closed for a long time, right?
Correct. Also, Michigan is having a spike compared to Ohio. I think they reported 8,000 new cases in Michigan. But the reason why they're going after DeSantis is because he is presidential
material. Presidential material.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a great, great governor, and he'd make a great president.
Yep.
And they know it.
Yep.
They want to destroy him, but it's not going to work.
Not at all. Okay. Well, we will talk to you on Tuesday. In the meantime, stay low, and we'll be playing your Edwards Notebook on a weekend show.
All right. Take care. Have a great one.
Stay low. Okay. And I'll be right back, folks.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden is expected to present a series of executive actions on gun control Thursday, including directing his Justice Department to tighten regulations on purchases of so-called ghost guns. Ghost guns are like the IKEA of guns. Anyone can buy, build without a background check, and are unregistered. The chairman of the Augusta National Golf Course, Fred Ridley, discussed the new Georgia voting law Wednesday. "I don't think that my opinion on this legislation should shape the discussion." End quote. The Masters Tournament is today through Sunday with a purse of $11.5 million. Virginia lawmakers have approved Governor Randolph Northam's request to legalize the possession and growth of recreational marijuana starting July 1st, moving up the 2024 timeline. Virginia will be the first southern state and the 16th in the nation to legalize recreational marijuana. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Everglades Equipment Group. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. 13 locations in the state of Florida, all within the sound of my voice and my affiliates. Don't forget Everglades Equipment Group. Tell them the Captain sent you. Now, coming up on the 13th of April, all you folks down there in Sarasota, Lakewood Ranch, Bradenton, Osprey, Venice, Englewood, let's see, Ponte Gorda, even down to Port Charlotte. The Tea Party Manatee is going to be having their 12th anniversary at Mixon Fruit Farms. And it'll be out back in the pavilion. Now, many of you have been there before. Some of you may not. All you do is pull out behind the store and park, and you'll see the pavilion in the corner over there. It's in the northeast corner of the parking lot there, and it's very visible. There'll be plenty of signs and lots of people there to direct you. Now, on the 13th of April, from 6 to 8 p.m., special guest speakers will include Sam Sorbo, who is a syndicated radio host plus an author. She's also the wife of Kevin Sorbo. He's the one that's played Hercules in all those movies and also did a movie called Walking Tall. And he's done some other things on TV, whatnot. And then there'll be Trevor Loudon will be there too, another author. And they'll both be talking. I will be the master of ceremonies, and I'll also have a few things to say along the way. Tea Party's famous, Tea Party Manatee's famous potluck dinner will be what they'll have, and that's always good. Oh, man, I'm telling you, the ladies know how to cook. And then there'll also be a silent auction. And if you have an item that you want to donate to the silent auction, you can bring it along, because all the proceeds from the silent auction will go to Tea Party Manatee's War Chest for endorsed candidates. Now, the pavilion at Mixon Fruit Farms, 2525 27th Street East, Bradenton, Florida, Tuesday night, April 13th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Hope to see you there. It's going to be a great event, believe me. And I do this every year, but doing it every year since I've been having birthday parties. And it's really good. Great celebration. Fantastic people. Come on out and meet them. Well, the understatement of the year is the distrust of the political news reporting that remains extremely high. And more than half of the voters believe that the media is in the tank for President Biden. Now, the latest Rasmussen Reports national survey and on telephone and online survey finds that just 33% of likely U.S. voters actually trust the political news they're getting. But most of them, 53%, do not, and 14% just aren't sure. No surprises there, right? No surprises there. In the meantime, taxes are going up, right? Federal taxes, state taxes, where you have to pay state taxes. Well, the Internal Revenue Service, of course, has extended the deadline for filing the 2020 income taxes to May 17th, but most Americans still plan to file by April the 15th, as usual. Fewer people expect to get any money back. That's probably a change from a lot of people and what they originally thought. But the other thing is, we are watching everything that's taking place in Washington and Tallahassee and other state capitals around the country. And the Senate parliamentarian, Elizabeth McDonough, just ruled the other day that the Senate Majority Leader, Chuck Schumer, can use reconciliation to ram through additional legislation, which is a win for President Biden's agenda. So they're going to use it to get the infrastructure plan through, $2.3 trillion. We'll see what happens. By the way, Iranian oil tankers are heading to Syria in defiance of U.S. sanctions. What are we going to do? We have warships in the area. What are we going to do? Are we going to keep them from going ashore? What's Biden going to do? Here's another test. This is just another test. Remember I told you, it's not just China. It's not just Russia. It's Iran. Probably Cuba will try something. And there may be another country I'm not thinking about that might get into the mix. But Russia just joined China in saber-rattling towards the U.S. And they're executing a huge Arctic military buildup. Ask yourself what that's all about. And then remember what's in the Arctic. Oil. Lots of it. Lots of oil. So, again, where do we go from here? Well, if you're Senator Joe Manchin, he's threatened the Democrats with not going along. He opposes a reconciliation to pass legislation. There goes one vote right there for the Democrats. I don't know if he'll vote with the Republicans or abstain. Then you've got a senator from Arizona. She's also said that she doesn't want to support reconciliation. So there's two. Even with a Kamala Harris vote, you won't be able to pass that legislation. And Joe Manchin has come out and said there are six or seven other Democratic senators that feel the same way that he does. Okay? Where do we go from here? Well, if I was the Republicans, I would be whining and dying Joe Manchin for sure and saying, hey, Joe, we're with you, as you well know. We'll help you. We'll do whatever we need to do to help you out. And Joe is playing politics, and we all know it, because West Virginia went red in the last election. Red. Governor, state senate, state legislature, all of it. Even some of the local areas outside of Charleston, West Virginia, went solid red. So there you go. Now, the U.S. is prepared right now to lift the sanctions that are inconsistent with the Iranian nuclear deal. Anything that upsets the apple cart. By the way, Pete Buttigieg, I don't know where they got him from. There's racism in the U.S. infrastructure. Well, there's racism in everything, according to the Democrats. But then again, all they're doing is telling you about themselves, if you listen to them. Now, the White House walked back talk of boycotting the Beijing Olympics. That's not a good thing, because they were all going. And by the way, I told everybody earlier that the Department of Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas did an about-face, and he backs an increase now in deportations. Burgess Owens, a congressman out of Utah, new congressman, he says Biden is showing cowardice on the border. And, of course, we heard yesterday that Joe Biden is open to compromise on infrastructure, but not in action. Something needs to be done. And the U.S. restored assistance to the Palestinians yesterday to the tune of $232 million. Now, there's some good news coming across the wire here. Arizona Governor Ducey signed a bill to block the new federal gun laws that are coming. So the Arizona governor is using highest local authority and the powers that he has to tell the federal government, not in my house. All right. I'm coming back. Final segment lined up here. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Brooke from Brooke Talks America, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Brooke from Brooke Talks America. You can hear her right here on my flagship station on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. And her website, by the way, is BrookTalksAmerica.com. Go over there and check it out. Take advantage of all the things that are over there. Now, this final segment brought to you by our friends at Dominique's Blinds and Decor. Dominique's Blinds and Decor, of course, has been around a long time. They are the very best at what they do. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Don't forget that unlike the big box stores, Dominique's also will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And by the way, don't forget all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominique's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345, to set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store. The number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. It'll save you a bunch of money, and you might wind up with some of that great, great, great pastry that they've got there in the back. Well, before I go to my caller, 533 million Facebook users' personal data has leaked online. Check your computers. By the way, China also placed 700 Americans who passed through Shanghai Airport on a watch list so they can watch them, see what they're up to. Way to go. Virginia became the first southern state to legalize marijuana. And the CDC says the UK variant is now the most common virus strain in the U.S. But no need to panic yet, folks. And I don't think there'll be any need to panic at all. All right, let me drift on over here. Is this Eric?
Todd in Tampa, boss.
Oh, Todd. Okay, go ahead, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Governor Abbott, what are you waiting for? Get the Texas Rangers out of there. Get them out of there, because Joe Biden ain't going to help you. You got to be an idiot to let illegals come in the country over the border. You should be thrown out of office for that stupidity alone. By the way, were you going to raise taxes on everybody? No, Joe Biden. You said the other day that Amazon should pay more tax. You see, but these big corporations, Microsoft, Google, Silicon Valley, hire those lawyers, and they don't pay no tax. You can forget about your tax plan. When you go ahead and put a tax on every corporation that makes $1 billion or more, okay? Then we'll see how true you are, because your cronies go run over there, send their lobbyists, and then Silicon Valley don't pay no tax. So shut up. If you can't create a job, Joe, your jobs plan is a joke. Okay, you haven't had a job for 50 years. You've been on the taxpayer payroll getting a paycheck from us. If you give your $400,000 away like Trump did, you're a disaster. The Democrats are a disaster. Everybody knows it. They don't have a game plan to help anybody but themselves. Stand up for our cops. Stand up for our first responders. And most importantly, stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right, thank you there, Todd. And, you know, something about the situation that we find ourselves in, it's same old, different day is what it basically boils down to. So there you go. Now, you know, and Todd brings up a couple of good points, and I'm going to bring up one right here. It's time to wake up, folks. The time to get going is right now, right here, today. This time, somehow, some way, get involved in either helping a political party or join a group like Tea Party Manatee or join a group like the Tampa Trump Club or Club 45, just to mention some names out there. They're all on Facebook. You can find them that way. And get involved. Now, deception in any war or battle is one of the greatest tools of any military commander. Now, one of the keys to Japan's success in the Pearl Harbor attack was convincing the American government that they'd not change their strategy of a defensive posture. When the Japanese did attack Pearl Harbor, the Japanese carriers arrived from the northwest while our forces were looking over to the southwest. And when the new operational radar station in Oahu detected a large group of planes arriving from the northwest, an officer decided it was a squadron of B-17s due to arrive from San Francisco, some 2,000 miles to the northeast. Obviously, a little geographic knowledge would have served him well. And so today, we prepare for an attack that will probably never come in any way we're expecting from Russia or China, who long ago had decided that a military engagement with the United States would be unsuccessful, or at least so costly as to make it so impractical. Now, I'm not suggesting for a minute that our military is of no value. Quite the contrary. But we continue to look for the enemy in the wrong direction. Now, the CCP, which is the Chinese Communist Party, decades ago, correctly ascertained that the Democrats, having been taken over by the radical left, craved power more than national security. And as a result, the CCP and the new Democratic Party cuddled up to one another, offering and giving aid in any form each needed to achieve the power they so badly wanted. Now, if you remember, with Donald Trump, the Democrats were dealing with a president that was creating the greatest economy and the most powerful military in our history. But unemployment was at a historic low for everyone. Black, white, Hispanic, gasoline prices were down. We were no longer an energy dependent. We were an energy exporter. And attacks on the Trump presidency had been ineffective up till that time. But the Democrats were in a position to not win any election in the unforeseeable future with over 30 states being Republican strongholds. Now, while we're still monitoring the enemy with satellites and carrier task forces, the enemy's already arrived and they've already attacked. Just look at what China did, the Chinese Communist Party, when they brought a biological weapon with the aid of their greatest ally, the Democratic Party. Now, many political observers were shocked at the speed and efficiency of this operation, but the peripheral attack of COVID-19 on the rest of the world was a feint to throw us off. And China's own dead was the cost of doing business. Because after all, China released the weapon. The radical Democrats initially showed no concern, hiding their recognition, hoping that we would open ourselves to the contagion. But don't forget that the Democratic governors had released elderly patients into nursing homes with the well-known result. Well, hospital ships and makeshift hospitals actually stood almost empty. Now, the Democratic governors begged for and got and President Trump ordered and remained unused those vessels, as well as some of the hospitals. A major crisis, we know, was in the making. Now, don't forget that they now want us to believe that our economy is as badly damaged as it is, has become with union devastation to millions of families, and it was necessary for the good of the country, because we now have a border crisis that's all Trump's fault. Just ask him. You keep hearing it every day. For millions of Americans, it's become a bridge way too far. So, like it or not, agree with me or not, the time has come to wake up and take our country back. We did it before. We can do it again. Get going today, right now, right here. Find out where you can go to be the most good and help keep America great. All right, I'll be back tonight with more on the Captain America Third Watch. Have a great day. God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.